A quick disclaimer before we start this episode. We recorded this after spending the day in the press box watching the Giants lose 11-0, and then we went to a bar afterwards. So be aware there is a little bit of background noise, but if you listen closely, you'll hear the magic that happened that very night on the Torture Cast.
You're listening to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go, Giants! SF Giants! Let's go, Giants! SF Giants!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is Torture Cast.
Welcome everybody to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. I doubt anybody can hear what's going on, and this may never make it to the air. We just watched the Giants lose.
Willie, I can't hear you over the sound of the Reds scoring runs.
We just watched the Giants lose 11-0, and yet somehow Zeke's is still somewhat lively, which is weird.
I'm pretty sure it's like two groups of bros that didn't really watch the game.
They were not at the game, yeah.
No.
Well, let's introduce everybody. I'm Willie Dills. Chad is here. Chad King.
Hello, everybody.
Ben Lee is here.
Yep.
And Jen is back, making her return to the show. She's going to give us the lowdown on her minor league boyfriend. That's all we really care about.
That is false.
Are you sure?
Do not stay tuned for that.
And we also have Allie, who made it to, what was it, finals of this year's Fan Cave?
Yeah.
That was the finals.
Yeah, I think it was technically the finals.
Before, that was the as step before
as,
actually
yeah.
living in
as
the cave.
As close as you could get without actually getting it.
Wow. Oh, that sounds really bad.
It does.
I was going to make it sound better than
it's
that.
Cool.
But
you don't need to make it sound
that sounds worse than Frank Gore getting robbed in the night, though.
I was going to say, we can say that you got closer than the Reds did last year, though. So there's that.
That's true. Ouch. By the way, last year,
maybe
a Giants
to make
fan won.
Feel better.
Last year, a Giants fan won. Was there another Giants fan, or were you like the last one?
I was the last one.
You were our last hope?
I was the last hope. Sorry, I let you down. Just more depressing.
There were two A's fans for crying out loud.
Now you're making this so much worse.
Right. We really tried, though.
You know what, though?
We retweeted like everything. We were doing everything we could.
We tried to promote her.
This little lowly podcast.
This is one of those days, though, where you start by trying to see how horrible you can make yourself feel, so that, and then
let's
it only
start
goes
low, and
there.
Then let's work our way up to the 11-0 loss.
That's it. I quit.
Okay.
I quit. All I can take over is the third chair. That's it.
All right.
So that was rough.
Yeah, so
that was a little rough.
If anybody can hear us, we just witnessed an 11-0 loss, and it was followed by the shortest Bruce Bochy press conference that has probably ever happened. Three questions,
yeah.
A total of 2 minutes and how many?
30 seconds.
30
and
seconds?
And 30 seconds of awkward silence.
And then 30
silence.
Seconds of silence.
Yeah, it might have been longer to total all of the awkward silences
yeah.
up. Yeah, that was,
I think actually the third question was kind of a pity question. Like, I should just ask something. Because what did he ask? He asked something about, like, Contos pitching a lot, and do you make a move?
Yeah.
Like, Bochy knows?
He was trying to be as positive as possible.
Yeah.
Like, well, he did a good job.
Well, what about tomorrow, Bochy? Tell me what's going to happen tomorrow.
Bochy is over there.
Contos did a great job. He gave up, three earned runs in three innings, and good job.
He threw, like, 70 pitches, though.
No,
he threw
more than he's ever thrown in his career.
I was going to say, extra points for Jake Dunning coming in once nobody cared anymore and finally getting a scoreless inning. Partly because the Reds
The first inning the Reds didn't score, too.
That broke up history. That would have been the first time ever that in a shutout, the team scored in every inning while their pitcher threw a shutout.
On a Monday night.
No. Just those things.
Oh, okay.
Those stipulations only.
It would happen on a Monday.
It would. Oh, yeah, by the way, what's going on? You guys, apparently Allie and Jen,
we have the worst record.
A toxic combination on Monday night.
It's your fault, not us. When we're both here, our 0-3, and two of the games have been the extra inning losses, and one was tonight.
So yeah, the 13 inning game where we were there, and then the 18 inning game, which that was worse.
That was the worst. That was a bad one.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's the first time I actually. So I had to be up really early the next day, and I took a sleeping pill. And I was like, I'm gonna stay awake till the end of this game. Didn't make it, and woke up, and I was like, sweet, I fell asleep and missed that.
That's terrible.
Like, just like to miss the end of that.
At least one of us got to miss it.
Yeah, seriously. So you guys, you stuck around the entire 18 innings. What was it like? Were people murdering each other for like sustenance in the press box by the end of that thing? Like
they just turned into the Lord of the Flies. Fleming brought down food.
Yeah, he took pity on us. Yeah, I thought maybe you guys like start having like the left side versus the right side tribes start happening. And,
maybe if it had gone like one more inning,
I think it was like Survivor, AT&T press box.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was
just like
terrible.
And now Allie Williams fords the Amazon in search of in the 17th inning.
So you guys aren't going tomorrow then?
I am.
I'm not.
Okay, no. So
we
have
a chance. So we got a chance.
No, we're going.
You're saying there's a chance.
It's just Mondays.
All right, so next Monday, all right.
Well, we're coming in 2 Mondays, so.
Yeah, we'll be back on the 5th.
Yeah.
Then we're going to see how our record is, because last time we were all there on a Monday, the game was 13 innings long, and we recorded a really loopy, terrible podcast at the end.
No, that was really good, actually.
Yeah. I listened to it. I thought it was actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
Of course, our standards are low, but that's another story.
Let's quickly recap what happened in this game. We had to have two guys be our starting pitchers versus their one, basically.
We had two long relievers is really more what happened.
The best rally we had was two leadoff singles followed by a pop out and a double play. That was exciting. People really cheered for that second hit, though. They kind of went nuts.
I mean, there was two consecutive hits.
When Crawford got his two out, like, infield hit, that place went crazy.
I know. They're like, yes, something. Something happened.
Anything. It was all the pent-up cheering.
Tanaka. I don't even know why that guy threw that ball, because he was...
no chance.
By the time the guy stood up, I think Tanaka was already at first base. So that was exciting.
Yeah, it
seemed he ran really fast.
Was Frazier still at third base at that point? They started subbing people out sometime later in the game.
Yeah, by the end, it was like our double-A team versus their double-A team.
I lost track of every single substitution.
I actually stopped. I stopped keeping score. I was like, screw this. I don't care. You know, it was actually, I think I looked at Chad at some point. I think it was 9-0. I was like, there's still kind of a lot of people here. But it was the sixth inning.
Yeah, I think it was the fifth or sixth.
And then Posey comes out, and it was like.
And then it was mass exodus. Yeah.
Nope.
Dodger game, unfortunately.
Yeah. The biggest thing I saw, the biggest line at the ballpark that I saw in the sixth inning was the line for Ghirardelli's. Not gonna lie. And what was funnier was Ghirardelli's did this thing today where you made your purchase first, then they handed you your receipt, and then you got in line to pick it up rather than waiting to order.
So they had two long lines?
Well, it was one long line because you could order really fast. It was the picking up that took a long time, but the problem was then you were like kind of committed because you had already paid money, so
yeah,
you
now
knew that you were going to get your sundae.
Chocolate or whatever.
Right, so you're saying, okay, so I'm getting my sundae, and then you have to go stand in line and wait for it, as opposed to deciding like halfway through, screw this, I'm going to bail. It's like, nope, you were just stuck. And so it was like all the conversations popping up from people who just knew they couldn't leave.
Well, these are people just trying to get warm before they left the ballpark, right?
Right, well, in fairness, it's still, I mean, you know, no blowout is going to ruin a Ghirardelli hot fuck sundae.
I never leave a game early. If I wasn't in the press box, I would have left. I don't know. Like, Giants
still
baseball.
I almost left and I was in the press box.
Yeah. Giants baseball to me right now is like as painful as I think it's ever been, honestly.
It's sad because I get like the occasional flashback to 2008, except there are rings now. But
defending champs though, and like we're not supposed to be terrible.
Unless we're the Marlins.
It's the same team.
Minus some red. We never want to be the Marlins.
Exactly.
I don't know. Kickham, Dunning, Tanaka.
No,
Frank
I know. But it's not. Yeah.
Man, Dunning saved the night.
Yeah, Dunning. Yeah.
Dunning really fixed it though. I mean, if it wasn't for Dunning, where
Dunning
would we
killed
be?
It tonight.
Would they be scoring in the eighth and the ninth?
And Frank Gore.
Hitting rockets off of Sandy Rosario.
Frank Gore hit that ball pretty well.
I don't know. Frank Gore hit that ball very well.
He could easily be.
He needed to hit it a little bit better, apparently.
Yeah. He could be the Pat Burrell of this year if we were in contention.
Why didn't he hit it just one
if he plays,
higher?
I feel like he doesn't play.
If we could get
often.
Into contention, he could Pat Burrell this year. He could, like, find a way to do it. I think
clearly.
I think he could. The guy still got talent. It's weird. He's not even that old. It's the same thing with Burrow.
He's like 29. Burrow wasn't
old really when he came either. He like just broke down early.
Speaking of outfielders, I think we had our first rage comment tonight on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe second. I think we've gotten one before.
One before, okay.
That one was pretty good, though. It was the old DFA everybody comment.
Yeah, well, he called the Giants cheap ass when we have like the fourth highest payroll in baseball.
Drop Tanaka, drop Contos, sign Wilson, and pick up a left fielder. Yeah. Power hitting left fielder.
The power hitting
at Walmart in the power left fielder category.
Because everybody's dumping the power hitting left fielders
out there. We're like rolling it.
So we're on trade deadline. Everyone drops their most important line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Who can we get? Is there anybody? Like, I don't even. Today we found out that what's his name?
We weren't in on Matt Garza. That's
yeah,
sure.
Garza's gone. He's gone.
That might even be just as well.
I mean, we're talking about Peavy.
We're gonna take a little loud toast pause.
Sure. Yeah.
A little loud toast pause here. Which side of Chicago do you want to pull from, Willie? You pull from the north side or the south side? Garza versus Peavy here?
Anybody. Just put anybody else in left field and anybody else in the fifth slot.
Who's in AAA that looks decent for anybody? Like,
what's the thing? Who do we trade? Yeah. Who do we give up?
Oh, exactly.
If you're not able to trade, then
you're
the Bud Norris.
Right. No, I mean,
Bud Norris.
But the problem is, like,
shooting high.
Let's face it, though, after what happened with Garza, you're. Leno's going to get some pretty good return for Bud Norris, and so that sucks.
Yeah, did we really just, we fell into the Bud Norris category now?
Well, Garza's out, and I mean, there is a limited number of pitchers that look like they're going to end up on the market now.
Yeah.
Bud Norris is a pretty good
This is where the second wild card starts to bite you in the ass, because more teams are in contention than it should be.
And they could suck up the player you want.
Yeah.
Right, although, well, except for this division, because the NL West is so bad. There's no chance of the division winner comes at it. I mean, the leader of the division was barely cracking 500.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but everybody in the West is so terrible, everybody's still in it. Even like the Giants, after being the worst team in baseball.
Right. Although that was
60 games.
That would have been true for second wild card.
Freaking race.
That's what the NL West looked like for
you. I think I read on Twitter someone had said that the Dodgers just took first place. I'm just going to throw it out there now. But
fine.
We were trying to avoid that.
But even in first place, they would be fourth in the NL Central right now.
Well, in the AL East, we'd be like last. We'd be like 30 games out right now.
But I mean, you know,
we'd be 30 games behind fourth place.
But you know, the NL Central's got that powerhouse Pittsburgh Pirates. I never thought I would say that ever.
Hey, I'm excited for them. The Giants don't make it.
Really? That's your second team? Not the A's?
No, it's more just they're a better Cinderella story.
I
think when I wasn't looking, somebody threw daggers at Willie over here.
Yeah. That actually hurt my face.
Jersey, but I gave it to you.
See, Ben's he's a closeted ace. Well, no, he's not even closeted. He's out.
We've talked about it.
He's out and about.
I don't.
Yeah. He's here. He likes the ace. Get used to it.
He's here. He likes the ace.
I'm here. I've got beard.
All right, so good job, Reds. Good job, Reds. I'm just trying to wrap this up before I cry. Was it Buckeye, what's his name?
Oh, Mike. Back-to-back.
Yeah.
I forgot his name already. 38.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Back-to-back no-hitters.
Oh, no, so this is, okay, when we got to the stadium today, we were talking about Vandermeer.
Vandermeer!
The only guy ever in history to throw two no-hitters in a row. We were like, this could happen.
Double.
The second pitch of the ball game.
So you're saying there's a chance.
And then by the fourth inning, we were talking about George Contos and when are we going to see him warming up.
Here we are. So, Jake Dunning is on the bullpen. This is going to be exciting.
But anybody
want to see Jake Dunning come into a game?
Actually, you know, I got to be honest.
Dunning's
one
been
thing
okay.
That's good we've talked about on the show is that we've seen some talent from some guys we wouldn't have seen, but I'm done with that now. Like, I'm sick of that.
I don't want to see any more of that young talent.
Let's get back to where
it's like watching a 12-month-old. Oh, he's taking his first steps. Yeah. And then that's it, you're done. You know? Yeah.
And like, oh, and then he fell flat on his face. Yeah, exactly. Should we help him?
Coming from my dad, like, this is deteriorating.
But at least, yeah, at least we got Tanaka and his single, and that was fantastic. So good job, Reds.
I definitely heard that as at least we've got Tanaka and he's single. And I'm like, the Japanese people want to hear about
Jen. Although you go for minor leagues, not major leagues, which I don't fault you for. They're more exciting. They're usually not married yet.
So what do we have now?
That's yeah. more.
That's Giants actually, are, yeah. What, six games back now?
Giants are...
Of the Dodgers? Back. I hate to say it.
A million and a half.
A million and a half. That's right.
About,
that's...
Well, yeah, and the Dodgers begin first. Let's
okay, but well, we got, what, 9 days to the trading deadline. So they're kind of on that line.
And we really haven't heard any. We really haven't, like, heard, like, any definite, like, the only thing we're going after this guy.
No, 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 but what I'm saying is that the next 9 days, yeah, they could still be six back, but I mean, are they going to creep to three or are they going to fall to 10? Obviously, that's going to determine whether buyers or sellers.
Yeah.
If they fell 10 games back or whatever by the deadline, do you think they're going to trade anyone? Do you think they're
going to yeah, trade everyone, dude.
Fuck it. Fire sale.
Fuck it. What the hell are we doing? We're 10 games
back. Yeah,
guys. Seriously? Everything yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be funny tomorrow. We're gonna hear, you know, Lincecum, of course, through the no hitter. Suddenly, the callers on KMBR are like, "Well, you can't trade him now. He's coming back. He's coming back." And if he has another bad start after this, you're gonna hear just trade his ass.
You're gonna hear it tonight. It's happening right now.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's KMBR. They're not gonna wait.
They like to scream for the
KMBR is not gonna wait for this kind of thing. And right off the bat, it's like, well, he needs to go.
The first inning, he basically got five outs. I mean, the bunt should have been an out. The double, the first double.
Just about
two. Longo's gonna catch that four out of five times, I'd say.
That most of the time, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah,
and then it just went downhill from there.
I think Blanco, if he was actually playing center field where he should have been, might actually catch the double to clear the bases. Torres got a late jump. Torres got a late jump.
He got a bad break on it. I mean, it still would have been a tough catch, but
he doesn't catch things.
Yeah, but when he goes to the club, he catches.
Whoa. Like, I gotta go.
Nothing slips through his
Metro career. Torres. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen his pants? When he's not wearing baseball pants?
Have you seen that cowboy hat?
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Torres' cowboy hat?
You can't.
No, when that's a thing, it is a thing.
Torres wears designer jeans when he works out.
We're gonna have to put that into the show notes somehow.
Oh, yeah, well, no, we'll get the cowboy hat.
The cowboy hat goes in the show notes. Is it in that kind of game? It was that kind of game. The cowboy hat goes on the top of the show notes because it was that kind of game.
That's the scoop of the game right there.
Okay, question.
Caballero.
Question. Do we want to talk about the field rushers?
Wait, you guys have to talk about your plan for people rushing.
Oh, yeah, okay, so.
Because I really sincerely.
We should post a challenge.
Maybe, yeah, okay, maybe we can, like, plant a seed here. All right, so here's what happened.
This is going to get terrible.
Two dudes jumped out in the field, which.
Oh, my God.
And we got the picture of the cowboy hat.
My story just got derailed by Torres and a cowboy hat.
This is the worst thing that I've ever seen.
Your argument is invalid.
Oh, my God. This is like the Woody Harrelson Zombieland cowboy hat too, right?
Like,
does it have the curl fringes
like,
and everything?
Oh, it's not even like we're not talking like
he's surrounded by yes men clearly because no one told him, dude, don't wear that.
It's like the whole with the shirt and like I don't.
Well, let's face it though.
Inside the clubhouse, right there, like yeah, it's great. Go outside right now.
Well, no, but they're all laughing as soon as he goes out.
Yeah.
The problem is, it still looks better than
this
in front
is
of
something
us
you make rookies wear.
Pull it up
because it's Andres Torres. So I'll give him. All
right, so two fans right on the field. They high five about center field. They run around. We're all waiting for them to get tackled. Blah blah blah. And then a girl jumps out. I don't know if she's in like related or unrelated to theirs.
In like
situation.
An orange leotard and a tutu.
Yeah, and a tutu, and clearly not drunk. Clearly, all her wits were about her.
Oh yeah.
Clearly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She had all her faculties, is what I'm saying.
And all her tutus.
And she runs out
into the infield.
And then as they were
unusual.
So here's
unusual
where,
in the infield. You're right.
Yeah. Infield and starts running the second to first baseline.
Well, she gave up really quick too.
Like,
she caught
her in a rundown.
I wanted to see a body slam.
Here's where this thought got started was I was like, Chad, this would be the perfect time for someone else to jump out. Because now all of the security guards have all been taken, like there's like three or four per person. You know, that's how they do it.
At that point, one of two things happens.
So now another guy jumps out.
Absolutely.
There's not as much security to deal with it. Then once he gets caught, another guy jumps out. And if you can coordinate this.
So instead of a flash mob,
this could be amazing.
We were thinking this would be like a stream mob.
Yeah.
Because it's not all at the same time.
It's a slow stream.
It's a slow stream.
Here's the danger of this. This could easily turn into like a disco inferno night or whatever, where suddenly like everybody just rushes.
In the 70s, it was 50 Cent or quarter beer night. Yeah.
I feel like the next time Allie and I work a game together on a Monday, the fans OS this. Like, I need to see this.
All right.
Because the Giants
were viral.
Like 10 doses or anything.
But if it happens. All I'm saying is it could happen, and you could probably use the internet to facilitate putting this together. That's all I'm saying.
I would
Reddit
never recommend
great
it.
For stuff like this.
I would never recommend it.
Someone on one side of the field want to jump on it, someone on the other side of the field jumped on.
And then coordinating from four quadrants.
Maybe if someone threw a ladder down over like
the arcade,
the 24-foot wall, and just had
some rally towels.
Maybe like a water slide suddenly hits.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There's a water slide. I might join them.
Zipline grappling hook. So my question is, at what point
parachuters come in?
At what point do Reds outfielders start decking people just because this is ridiculous?
I think actually
there's only three of them.
I think what would happen is the players would just get the hell out.
Once there's an outfielder,
down 11-0, I'd be like,
okay, whatever. It's like not a rain out. It's just a fan out. The game was called due to too many fans.
The Giants have to forfeit this game.
This never happens.
But you know, this was not that great. Like, back in the day, when you hit a home run to win the World Series, suddenly the field was full of fans. That's
how it happened. Hank Aaron hits the home run, you know, 7-16.
And he's like bum rushing people on his way around the bases. Sorry, I think I'm scared too with my bones.
Like Gregory bum rushes Allie.
But yeah, this wasn't that uncommon. Like, people just charged the field and celebrated with the team.
There's nothing to celebrate tonight.
This would be done out of sheer frustration. This is just some men.
He got on base. He got on base, guys. Let's go get him.
So anyway, Reddit.com would be great for facilitating this. I'm just saying. And
group me Reddit.
Whatever. August the 5th would be a good time to do it because I'll be at the game.
I am going to request a credential now for Brandon.
And yeah, so that's all. All right, I think we're done. Is there anything else to talk about?
You didn't hear it here first, folks.
We don't need to break it down any further. 11-0.
No.
I'm just kidding. Let's do the how they scored breakdown.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, let's not.
Allie, give us your Twitter account so people can follow you.
My Twitter handle is it's Allie Duh with two H's. It's very professional.
It's Allie Duh.
Because after this game, there's that much duh. So
don't judge me.
And Jen?
Jen Cosgrove. That's my Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And your address is?
Stop. It's not
And your phone number? Since you seem to have no problem just making it your name. It's cool. Just put your name, go to your information out there.
I can't think of anything more clever or.
It's Jen Cosgrove, duh. All right, you can follow us at TortureCast individually. I'm Willie Dills, Ben is Fried Duck, and Chad is Chad K21.
Another original one.
Yeah, it's Chad K21, duh. And TortureCast.com, Facebook, all that stuff. Do all that. Jump on the field August 5th. in a very systematic and planned out manner. And we'll see you next time. Boom.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.